You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. It's me, Erica Latrice, and I'm so glad to have you joining me for today's show. It's all about creating the vision, writing the vision, and make it plain. In fact, our verse is Habakkuk 2:2, which says, "Then the Lord said to me, write down the vision and make it plain upon tablets, that he may run that reads it." Oh my goodness, it's one of my favorite verses because so often we head out into life with no clear vision. And our guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today is the queen of writing the vision and making it plain. She's an author, speaker, and success coach, and the best-selling author of Make Your Dreams Bigger. So you're in for a treat. Before we get to the Be Inspired Cafe, I want to share a quick tip with you on how to tackle your to-do list. So if you've ever eaten pizza, you know that typically we eat pizza one slice at a time. No one just folds a pizza in half and tries to eat the entire thing at once. Well, the same thing is true for our to-do list. Instead of having 50 things listed out and trying to tackle them all at once and never completing one task, have the same concept as pizza. Take it one slice at a time. And not only one slice at a time, go for the most savory slice first. Tackle that thing that's going to produce the greatest results, and I promise you, you will not be disappointed. If you want to see a full outline, detailed version of the pizza concept, make sure you go to my website, ericalatrice.com, and I have a blog post about the pizza to-do list. As promised, we're going to head now to the Be Inspired Cafe. You guys are all in for a treat with our guest today.
Welcome you all into the Be Inspired Cafe. I am over the top. Now, I know I always say that I'm excited about the guests in the cafe, but words like excitement doesn't cover it. I am so thrilled about our guest in the Be Inspired Cafe today because she has blessed me from afar. I know that if you get connected with her ministry, that it will completely transform your life. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe. She's an international speaker, bilingual. She is a success coach and the leader of her ministry, Ms. Terry Savelle Foy. How are you doing today, Terry?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be with you today.
Oh, it is an honor to have you, truly. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself for those that may have not gotten connected with your ministry at this time?
Yes, and first of all, thank you for that sweet introduction. I sure appreciate that.
No problem.
I have an international ministry. Some refer to me as a motivational speaker or a success coach. Really, I'm just so passionate about teaching people how to get a dream, how to get a vision for their lives. It just hurts me to see people existing and just living year after year without accomplishing what they were put on this earth to do. So I typically just go all over the world teaching people how to make their dreams bigger than their memory. So we have a podcast that we do, which maybe you're familiar with the podcast, the weekly podcast we do, and we provide coaching materials, teaching people how to dream, vision boards, vision books, things like that.
I love it because I think that's something that's so important, but it's easily overlooked because sometimes people feel as if their dreams aren't, for one, they don't even realize that the thing that's burning inside of them, that there's a purpose behind that. So they never really feel like they can go out and do it, like they can go out, they can live their dreams. And so I really feel like you equip people to know those daily steps. Like, how do you get to that big picture? So what advice would you give to that person that they're in the in-between stage? They're trying to figure out how to know the difference between God's plan or just a good plan for their life.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't just start out, you know, with a big vision and a vision board and just start dreaming of, you know, going to Paris, France to, you know, speak in conferences. I didn't start like that. I started with just a simple habit of listening to motivational faith-building teaching every day. And I just started doing that because, you know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So I began just hearing messages that would cause me to grow in my faith and give me a bigger vision for my life. Because I was just in a rut. I was just stuck in that rut of 11 years going to work, going home, going to work, going home. I had nothing in savings. I had nothing in investments. I paid my car note every month. I paid my credit cards every month. Everything about my life was just average. And then one day I started to play. I just started listening to a motivational message every day. And, you know, I heard someone say, if you work hard on your job, you'll make a living. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. And I would say that's exactly what happened in my life. I just started investing in myself, reading books, listening to messages. And I'm telling you, the next 11 years, I went from writing books for other people as a ghostwriter to authoring books. I went from attending conferences to speaking at conferences. I went from watching TV for hours after work to co-hosting a TV show. All because I started making an investment in myself.
That is so powerful. There's something else that you've talked about that is really, I don't know, it just really clicked for me. I've heard it so many different ways. But you talk about planting a seed. If you want to see a harvest, it's so important that we decide that we're going to plant a seed. And even you talked about as well, partnering with ministries or partnering with people that are doing what it is that you want to do and not just waiting for the full picture to come to you before you decide to step out in faith. So what would you say to that, or if there was a time that you can think of where you planted a seed that maybe was a stretch, but you saw the fruit of it?
Yeah, I always do. I mean, even to this day, I know there's a law there called seed time and harvest. And so every time I have a dream, which I'm always getting new dreams, new goals, I always sow a financial seed for it. You know, my dad taught me this powerful principle. He said, you may not have what you need, but you're never without the seed that will produce it. So anytime you have a dream for your life, always sow a seed for it. And so back when I started, you know, push and play, listening to messages, building my faith, I started just getting ideas like, I wonder if I'll ever do anything in the nation of France. I have a degree in French. I don't know anybody in France. I wonder if I'll just, wonder if God wants me to do something in France. And usually that's how it starts, is just you're wondering. So I wrote it down, you know, an outreach in France. And then my next step was I sowed a seed for it. I found some pastors in Paris, and I gave $500 into their church, which to me was a huge step of faith because I needed that $500. But I knew it would be a significant seed. And if you want a significant harvest, you got to sow a significant seed. So I invested that into their outreach. And do you know, Erica, now our ministry, I mean, all my books are translated in French, and they're available in bookstores in Paris. But
it
started with just a thought, with an idea, and sowing seed into that dream. So I do that with every one of my dreams. When I had a dream to write a book, I gave a financial seed to a ministry whose books changed my life. Because I thought, well, I want that same anointing. I want that same success that's on them. I want it on my ministry. So I sowed a seed. And then when I became a partner with a ministry that was changing my life, that's when my personal life went to a whole new level. Yes, I always challenge people to sow a seed for their dreams.
That's powerful because it's like you said, it's not even that we have it. Like sometimes it absolutely is a stretch to sow into someone else's ministry or sow into a project that they're doing when you don't even have the funds that you think you need to cover your own. That is powerful.
Exactly.
It's so encouraging because it's true, and I've seen the evidence of that in my life where I've stepped out and gave to a project or gave to an organization that I did not know. Like, I did not have it to give, but I did, and God has always, always taken care of me on the latter end of that. So another message that you've shared that has completely, like, transformed the way I look at life is about focusing and narrowing down your priorities so you're not all over the place. What tips would you give for someone that right now they maybe have like 100 priorities and goals and they're trying to figure out how to narrow that down?
Well, these are things that I learned from, you know, successful people like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and people like that. You know, Warren Buffett, he's the fourth wealthiest man in the world. He's worth $50 billion. And when he was interviewed, they asked him, they said, if you were to boil your key to success down to one principle, what would it be? They said that this was his answer. He said, for every 100 great opportunities that are brought to me, I say no 99 times.
Wow.
He says no 99 out of 100 times. Steve Jobs, you know, when they asked him, they said, of all the things that you and Apple have built, I mean, you've revolutionized breakthrough products. They said, what are you the most proud of? And listen to what Steve Jobs said. He said, I'm as proud of what we don't do as I am of what we do. He said deciding what not to do is as important as deciding what to do. So success is about what you say no to also. You know, a lot of times, you know, Eric, I'll challenge people to, one of the best ways I know to get in touch with some of your dreams and goals, because that's such a broad question, you know, what are your goals for life? Well, one of the best ways I know to help people is to just imagine that it's New Year's Eve. You know, it's December 31st, and you got your party hat on, and you're with your friends, and you look back over the year, and you say to your friends, this has been the most amazing year of my life. Now, what would need to happen for you to say something that bold? What would need to happen for you to say, this tops all other years, this has been the greatest year? Does that mean you paid off the debt on your car, you paid off a student loan, you lost 15 pounds, you went on a dream vacation, you wrote your book, you know, what is, or you got your realtor's license? What would need to happen for you to say, this was such a successful year? And so once you make a list, I always challenge people to write their top 10 goals, 10 goals that you would be so happy about. And then you narrow down your top three. What would be the top three that you could pour all of your time, energy, and money into? You know, it's like Dave Ramsey. He says there's power to focus. If you don't focus on something, nothing gets done. And with Dave Ramsey, you know, he says money is the same way. When you try to focus on 16 things at once, nothing happens. He says we're so crazy, we tell people to stop doing anything with money except paying your minimum payments. You know how he teaches, you know, stop the 401k, stop saving, stop paying that extra $3, you know, on debt. He says do one thing at a time. So I'm the same way. You know, when you figure out what are my top three priorities, Warren Buffett says throw away the rest of the list. I don't say to throw it away, but, but no, when you get focused. Yeah, because I really like that list. But focus is the key to success. You know, it's when you figure out what your top three are, what are going to mean the most to the success in your life. Those are the three you need to focus on. Like I would encourage you to get out of debt, start paying off debt before you try to save $100,000, you know?
Absolutely. So, you know what I found too, Terry, that when you make those top three goals, typically as you start to accomplish them, it takes care of some of the other goals. You know, I want to raise money. Well, you wrote the book, and now, you know, you raised the money.
Exactly.
So this is something that I am so excited about. It's coming up, and I know you do this annually. Can you tell us about the ICING conference, how people can attend, and also, you know, how this dream came to you to start the ICING conference?
Yes, I'm so excited about it. It's October 16th and 17th in Fort Worth, Texas. And we have a couple thousand women coming from all over the United States. And we're going to teach women, what I'm excited about is teaching people how to have a vision board. You know, a lot of people have heard about vision boards from Oprah Winfrey or from that DVD that came out years ago called The Secret. Well, I'm not teaching any New Age type stuff. I'm teaching straight from the Word of God. When God's the one who said, where there is no vision, the people perish. You know, I looked up that word perish one time, and it just means die. I looked up the word die one time, and it means die. So I was like, wow, I guess I get it. If we don't have a vision, we're just wasting away year after year. Well, it's one thing to have a vision, but the next step is you have to write the vision. Habakkuk 2:2 tells us to write the vision and make it plain. Well, do you know just in statistics, your chance of success increases by 98% when you put your goal in writing, just by the fact that you grab a pen and some paper and you start writing your dreams. So I'm teaching women how to get their dreams before their eyes, because whatever you keep before your eyes, you're constantly moving towards. And I, you know, I'm excited to share all the steps needed to create a vision board. And then what do you do once the board is up? Because you don't just want it to blend in with the artwork on the wall. There are certain action steps you can take, and I'm telling you, you will live your dream. So I'm very practical, and so that's what I'm going to be teaching, is the practical side of achieving your goals. So that's what we do at ICING, and yes, that's a women's conference. It's absolutely free, and we have cupcakes for everybody.
That's what I love about it. I saw the cupcake. Like, every time I see an advertisement for ICING, I just want to run and bake some cupcakes and eat them. That's so
well, you won't need to. We will have plenty, so I'm excited about it.
Oh my gosh. First of all, thank you. How can those that are listening, what's the best way that they can support what you're doing, stay in touch with your ministry? and get connected.
Oh, I would love that. Well, my website is real simple. It's terri.com, T-E-R-R-I.com. So go to the website, and then we have a podcast on YouTube. You can access it through terri.com. But at YouTube, you can watch the podcast, subscribe to the channel. So every week when a new podcast comes out, you know about it, and it just keeps your faith built up. And one of the things I love is, you know, sometimes you can hear an interview like this, and you can get a little bit inspired, get a little bit motivated, but how are you going to feel 2 weeks from now? Are you still going to remember this? Did you give up on your dreams? Well, when you stay connected and you maybe start getting our monthly coaching letters, it's just, I'm just going to keep you motivated that don't you even think about quitting, because God does not want you to go to the grave with your dreams still in you.
Well, I'm telling you guys, if you're listening right now, literally, like, when I say that my life transformed since I got connected with this ministry, I have seen just so many. I mean, you're listening to this podcast right now literally because of this transformation. So get connected, subscribe. I wait every week getting excited because this is just one of those programs that I know pours into my life. And then you give so much knowledge, Terri. Like, it's not just motivating people, but you give out just knowledge where we know that you're constantly building yourself up and constantly learning more so that you can pour out more. So I'm grateful for that, and I'm so grateful for having you in the Be Inspired Cafe today. So thank you for taking time out to be on the show.
Honor. And Erica, I'm so proud and so happy for you, and I believe this is just the beginning. And I believe every person listening is listening by divine appointment, that God's speaking to you to get your dreams back.
Thank you for tuning in to today's show. I hope that it inspired you and blessed you beyond measure. If you want more free success tools, make sure that you go to ericalatrice.com to sign up for our mailing list. Also, if you haven't subscribed, go to iTunes and subscribe to this podcast so that you can start your morning, midday, or midnight with some inspiration. Thanks again, and remember, dream big, live on purpose, and be inspired.